Hello and greetings. This is your life purpose numerologist, Carol Adrian, and I have a message here today from a woman whom I will call Nancy. This is not her real name. Nancy writes that she said she has an update about her relationship and would like some more insight. She said, first of all, your message to me was quite correct. This was a couple years ago. She said, it's been a tumultuous couple of years, literally on and off, with my partner. And the final straw, when I read a text to a coworker at a time when we were on, and that left me, you know, very upset. She said, I emotionally left the relationship after reading the text. And he told me that he was trying to push me away because he was afraid of commitment, getting hurt, losing friends, etc. And then a week later, he called. We met to talk, and I left feeling very empowered and free. Then a week later, he asked me to meet again and proceeded to tell me that he realizes that he wants me in his life more than he wants those other people, and that he loves and misses me. He never told me he loved me before, and that he wants to marry me, and that he would commit. That he would completely open his privacy to me if it would take me to trust him. I genuinely feel that he has a different view than before, but I feel differently too. I believe that people can change their lives for the better if they choose to, and I think that right now he does want to, but I don't know how long-term this would be. He's lived with two other women since his marriage ended, and he's never wanted to remarry until now. He said, there is no rush for me to decide, and he understands if I cannot move forward after what happened. I would like to know if there is a big change in his chart, numerology chart, if you can tell me that, and what might you be able to see for me at this time in the near future. I'm fully prepared to move forward on my own, which is different than I was before. But I have loved him for a long time, and the way he has exposed his vulnerability makes me question whether I should give him another chance. Boy, this is a big question, isn't it? How many times have we asked ourselves this kind of question? So, I feel that I have learned a great deal about myself, she writes, and I am not afraid to be on my own anymore. It would not change the way things have been or worked out, because each negative event has precipitated a growth experience for me, and I'm not really angry or upset. I'm just not sure if we have both moved to a place beyond where we were to a place where we can move forward together. I appreciate your previous response, even though I proceeded as I did, I believe, because I wanted to learn those lessons, and it would have been worse if I'd not learned them. To go back and listen out, it was so accurate. Thanks so much. All right, and she provides me with her birth name, her birth date, and the same name and birthday of her boyfriend, whom I shall call Richard. So we've changed the names here to protect everybody. All right, so we're going to talk about the chart for you, Nancy, right now. And let's see what I can see in that. Let me look at this now. So you have going on in your chart right now, you're in 2011. Your personal year number is a 6, which gives you the focus for wanting to get married, settle down, be secure. So that's working for you. And your essence number, which also affects you, is a 30 or 3. And that goes on until February of next year. The 3 is a number which can mean that you're dealing with triangles in your life, which was the question until a few weeks ago when Richard told you that he was going to give up his other interests and want to marry you. So the 3 goes on for you until February of next year. At that time, it changes into a 6. So what my feeling is that just to look at those numbers alone, the 3 is you're going to go into a 7 year next year in January for the whole year, which is kind of a year of thinking things over, taking a bit of a rest into your own self, not necessarily being alone. I do think you'll have a lot of friends and people around you, but my sense is, I'm going to give you the short answer here, because I'm looking at Richard's chart now, and I think Richard has a lot of good qualities. And I think he has some issues about speaking out or wanting to know. He may not even know what he wants. Right now, he's in an 8-year, which is a time for working hard on his career. And he has also been working hard to settle maybe some debts or to work on his money issues. He's basically going into January 2012, he'll be going into a 9-year, which is a year for completions. Usually I advise against marriage in a 9-year. Now, you have known Richard for some time. I don't know how long it's been, but that's a good thing. However, he's going into a marriage cycle. He's got a zero, not a zero, but an O, which is the letter O, which is a 6, starting. It just started last month, and that may have been why he was prompted to say he wants to marry and settle down. It's kind of a fast turnaround. So do we trust that or not? He's got some on-again, off-again, 11 partnership, sudden interest, romance. It's kind of confusing. And I do think he's going to probably get married. If you were going to marry him, I wouldn't do it before 2013. I would give yourself another year. You can get engaged if you feel you want to do that, but I wouldn't make any commitments to him. I think he's going to make some other shifts, frankly. I think he wants to be there for you, and he may think that's what it was, but this is an awful quick turnaround and change of heart. I don't particularly think it's set in stone yet, and I would give it at least another year and a half. I mean, go ahead and get go ahead and get engaged and see how it goes if you want to. On the other hand, if you really, you know, turned a corner yourself, you may want to keep looking around and not commit yourself. He didn't commit, so there's no reason you need to. I would just say give it a year and a half, even 2 years, and see if you still feel the same. And then maybe he is going more towards marriage, but is he ready at this moment in time? I'm not so sure. So anyway, that's my quick look at this. I hope that helps you to some degree, Nancy. And do keep in touch. I will certainly be interested to see how things go for the next couple of months and so forth. But like I said, give it a little chance to mature here. And I think you're going to be kind of in a different place yourself around March of next year. So you're going to be making some personal decisions next year that may not include him. Anyway, my darling, I hope this is helpful, and thanks so much for getting in touch.